This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Since the last election, Congress, especially the U.S. House, began to reflect the electorate in the ratio between ardent abortion advocates and those who at least favor some restrictions on abortion. Ever since the new majority began investigating allegations of wrongdoing by those who take our money, the minority has repeatedly asked for those investigating committees to be shut down. Their latest complaint is that this committee is resorting to subpoenas after entities, funded by Congress, refuse to volunteer information requested. Committee Chair Marsha Blackburn is now slamming those in the minority, questioning why they consider the truth to be so dangerous. The Planned Parenthood Investigative Committee has turned its attention to a particular late-term abortionist operating not far from the U.S. Capitol. Operation Rescue says the investigation of Leroy Carhart's Germantown, Maryland, Reproductive Health Services is overdue. Just last fall, Carhart's clinic was cited for invalid permits and failing to ensure the proficiency of the simplest of tests, ones crucial to women's ongoing health. This is Life News Radio. If you pray about what you hear in the news, are you ready to listen? To listen to God? Jesus' mother told servants at the Cana wedding to do whatever Jesus tells them. Are you ready for that? Pray, listen, and do whatever God tells you to do. And let's make a culture of life. In Poland, doctors have turned against their hospital management after it became notorious for finding loopholes in Polish law to do abortions. Doctors now publicly say they will not do any abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.